Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week we discuss Trump getting indicted, Gwyneth Paltrow's Goop gotcha moment on the slopes, Jinx Monsoon joining the cast of Doctor Who, Trinity the Tuck versus Lux Noir London, ranking every August collab, and how this is the moment for Sasha Colby. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. You know how Grace and Mamrie are always like, "Cheers, Grace and Mamrie's heart. Cheers, Grace and heart. Cheers." Is our version of that "Hit it, Fergie"?
I think it is.
I honestly do, because we say it every time, but I don't know if it's ever in the episodes, because we say it to each other, but like...
Cheers.
I hit it, Fergie.
Cheers,
Fergie. I hit it, Fergie. No, not cheers, Fergie. She can't cheer... is she sober?
I don't know. Maybe California's sober?
Fergie, well, who smokes isn't? Weed.
Fergie smokes weed.
You know what I'm doing?
Yes, her cartwheel.
Yes, hit it, Fergie.
I have that picture saved on my phone, and I send it to people, and I say, "If you know the sound that accompanies this picture, then we can be friends."
That, it's a very, I was going to say it's a low bar, but that's a pretty high bar.
Well, listen, so a couple weekends ago, I had a friend in town visiting, and so we were all hanging out and pre-gaming and going to the bars and shit, and he insisted on making us listen to Milk Money by Fergie before leaving so that he could get in the mood.
I get it.
And I kid you not, we played it as we were leaving the house to walk to the bars, and we get into the bar, and what's the first song that starts playing when we walk in?
It's certainly not MILF Money.
MILF Money. I said, "Did you plug your phone in?"
He called ahead of time. He made a reservation.
Yes. "I'm here for my MILF Money appointment."
Ooh, that should be something. You know what? Another way to monetize the going out experience, you could
pay
to reserve your walking in song for your group's arrival.
Do you know what places do that?
Ooh, where?
Weddings.
Oh, I was thinking like a football stadium or something.
What?
You know when they run in and they... Have you run into an area and ripped through the like
banner?
A banner? Sure, yeah.
No, I never have, but I think that's on my bucket list.
Oh my god, that is so easy to cross off. What are you doing next weekend?
I mean, they should really, not that we were the first to cross the finish line either time, but they should really have a banner like that at the Amazing Race finale.
Like, hello. Hello.
I mean, what are the other eliminated teams doing but just standing there and clapping when they could be holding banner after banner after banner after banner?
That's what I've been saying.
Oh, you already been said that.
You know what would be so precious is that on your run to the finish line, it should be you pass every team and each team is holding one side, like each team member of each team is holding one side of each banner. So like you go through what, 12 banners as you like make your way to the finish line because you get through every team leading up to it. You do something
and thing? You push them down into the mud and you're like, haha, yes. You lose. Yes. I win.
Yes, off a cliff or something, or perhaps. I read, you know what I just read? They really oversold us on quicksand.
Okay.
It was 3% of all deaths in the 60s or 70s or something in movies.
Was it quicksand?
Was quicksand. And the article that I read was that it doesn't happen. Humans don't die in quicksand.
Does quicksand even exist?
It's yes, but humans aren't dying in quicksand.
Where is it? And where does it go?
Maybe that horse in that house. Yes,
we've talked about this before.
I know. But that wasn't quicksand, was it? Was it swamp? It was like evil swamp. It was like negatively charged swamp.
Well, every swamp's got a bottom, and every bottom's got a swamp, okay? You know?
I'm not even gonna... Nope, I don't know. I don't know, actually.
So then, where is the most quicksand in the world?
I would have to guess anywhere where there's sand. Final answer.
You think, like, deserts have it?
No. Maybe.
And if that's quicksand, is the rest of the sand slow?
Slow sand. Mid-tempo sand.
What if,
crunchy.
What if Fergie, while doing her GMA performance, cartwheeled into quicksand?
And it's like a slow descent with each rotation.
No, once she goes in it, she's just upside down handstand first, and she's still singing while slowly sinking head first, hand first.
Well, you'd hear,
until you wouldn't, and then you would just see her legs.
Yeah, you'd see bubbles coming up. Do bubbles happen in quicksand? Glurg, glurg, glurg.
Listen, you brought up quicksand. I expect you to be the expert.
I am not. I am not. Nope, nope, nope.
So when I asked you if you had things to talk about today, was this it?
What are you talking about? I said I actually do have things to talk about. Thank you.
Wait, what were you? You're telling me about a performance of you singing. What was the song?
Oh, I told you to sit down and you started singing Rockin' the Boat.
Sit down, you're rocking the boat.
Well, senior year of high school, I was in Guys and Dolls, and I was Nicely Johnson, who sings Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat.
As a solo? And
as a solo. Now, there's no world where that should be something that I should be doing, and it's not something that I think the general public should be subjected to. With the thought of they paid money to come see it. People paid human dollars to come to see me perform. The solo? Oh, people have done that. Baby.
I'm like, do you ever get nervous?
No, I mean like vocally perform. It wasn't correct. And at every musical, we would have a school preview. And we would do like one scene and one song for the school preview. Usually it is a group number so that everyone in the show can, yeah, you know, be fair. Our guest. Beauty and the Beast, we did Be Our Guest. Okay, you know, a crowd pleaser. Well, for Guys and Dolls, we did Sit Down, You're Rockin' the Boat. And oh my God, the shame I felt of having to sing solo in front of the entire school of people who were not going to be coming to see the show, that were just there because it was a school assembly they had to attend. And you know when like they play, you can hear the live vocals? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, if they had just isolated my live vocals, it was very high, and so I was just kind of like,
"Are you?"
I was thinking, everyone in the chorus, you would be able to hear, you wouldn't even be thinking, oh, is that Tyler's voice? He's really blending in with everyone. No, they just played my voice really loud, and I'm like whisper singing, and they had everyone else not loud.
So what you're saying,
it was an entire auditorium full of
I don't know what you're singing.
That's what I was singing.
Don't blame it on the edit. Ooh. The edit.
Are we going to get into it, Quirly Pop?
Don't blame it on the edit.
I was the one who said it.
Does Jackie have a recording of you singing Don't Rock the Boat?
I don't know, and I don't want to know. And we're not going to get her on the line. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them, because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hey, we need to talk about Drag Race.
Okay, what do you want to say?
Well, here we are at the finale.
Well, no, there's a reunion first.
Oh, okay. Well, the reunion hasn't aired, but the finale is a-coming, and we have a final four. For the first time all season, no eliminations. I was like, why are you acting nobody's believing this experience of a surprise hype of nobody getting eliminated in the final episode. Like, when was the last time we had a top three?
Well, Lux said the last time we had a top three was season 8, and I thought, wow, are we counting Sherry Pie's year as a top three or a top four?
Oop. Slice of pie off the menu.
I think in season 12 there was a final three. Sure,
well,
it was a little bit different, but...
I saw, you know what, we're having a lot of revisionist history regarding season 12 because... I saw season 12 girls complaining that none of them were invited to the finale.
It was the live taping. It wasn't a live one.
Yes, it was. They recorded it this weekend. And did you not see any spoilers about it?
Babe, you're saying season 15. You said season 12.
Yeah, no, I'm saying the season 12 girls were complaining that none of them were invited to this finale.
Okay, now
when
I'm here.
You know, the entire crowd is like full of all the alumni.
Why not? Who complained?
Well,
name names.
You know,
I'm tired of people complaining.
Oh, what's her name? What's her name?
Not being invited to things. I'm tired of it.
Oh, okay. Because you had to hear about it?
Yes, because I just had to deal with this at my job. And some stupid little...
Careful.
dumb, stupid.
Careful.
TikTok, yeah. Not TikToker. Twitcher was all. I didn't get
Twitcher.
Is that what they're called?
Oh, baby, 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 baby. Don't open the. I already know everything you're talking about. We can move on. Wait, are you talking about me?
You were invited. It was all
okay.
Boo-hoo.
We're moving forward. You don't want. You don't want. You don't want it. You don't want it. We're talking about the top four.
Boo.
Is this the top? Is this the top four you suspected? You predicted? You were ready for?
Sure.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Kind of. Yeah. Like they. It was. It was really. Post the episode starting to air, yeah, I could kind of see this. I was maybe thinking perhaps a twin. Like, I hadn't really seen, like, what their individual characteristics were yet until, like, the episode started airing. But I thought, well, storyline-wise, it would make sense to maybe have some type of twin situation.
I will say I thought Sasha would be at the end for sure. After the first episode, Anitra was my favorite, so I wanted Anitra to be at the final, but I didn't know if she would. And I think I said it weeks ago, that I felt like Lux and Mistress were getting way more confessionals than a lot of people, so I kind of had a feeling they were going to go deep. Whether or not...
Yeah, I mean, all of what we've got so far feels pretty, like, at least edit-wise, spoon-fed to us, like, oh, yeah. These are the front runners, and they remained the front runners. There were never any upsets about it. It was kind of like, okay, well, that's the that on that on that. I thought Selena Estides from the Meet the Queens, but yeah, I feel like when a season is so, like, predictable of who's going to be in the finale and then it kind of comes to fruition, it's a little like, okay, going with the motions.
That's how I feel.
Who from this season do you want to see on an All-Stars? Like, who would you like to see the rest of their, what they can actually do?
If Anitra doesn't win, I would like to see her on an All-Stars. Because I think she had really quite a transformation. I think they talked about it a lot in the last episode of how more confident she grew this season and how she kind of like came out of her shell. And I think we saw that in the confessionals as well. So if she doesn't win, I'm going to need more of her because she's my favorite. I don't know. I would be interested in maybe seeing a twin in the future. It depends on what they're giving. They're never, I shouldn't say never. They need to polish their lip syncing skills in a competition where I guess for the All-Stars format, the winners lip sync and then they vote somebody out. So the twins might do well if they don't have to lip sync for their lives.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like we are going to get a lot more twins throughout the years. We're going to we will get more if they're invited back.
Yeah.
I think they would say yes.
Did we talk about, I was going to say, I said it from the Meet the Queens, like, I loved Selena Estides. I thought her personality was great. I thought her looks needed some work this season, but I saw an interesting interview with her saying that she wanted to represent her culture and she wanted to represent looks that hadn't been seen on the runway before. So I understand that portion of it. Did we talk about her like ranting about Ross Matthews?
Oh, honey.
It actually
I feel like we brought it up. Maybe we talked about it on the monthly Patreon.
Maybe that's what
chit-chat.
It was. I don't know. It just kind of rubbed me the wrong way. I'm like, at this point, they all know the name of the game. They all know there's judges that are going to be there. They all know which judges are going to be there. So for any of them to try to be like,
yeah,
how dare Ross judge me? How, like, even wasn't there that there was like a leak that during All-Stars 7 that Raja had apparently like told off Michelle in some way or another as well, being all, what do you know about drag? How dare you judge my drag? Like, I don't know. It's just, I like...
I see your point. I absolutely see your point, but I also kind of feel like, yeah, they're not wrong if they want to like rebuttal and defend themselves against people who are not experts in what they're critiquing for. However, yeah, they did know what they were signing up for. So it's not it is not a surprise. It should not be a surprise. And yep. So like any outrage should be kind of like, well, baby, you knew what you were getting.
Yeah. But I just think it's like weird for them to like attack a judge who's showing up to do their job and trying their best.
Especially the hilarious Ross Matthews.
And I think the most of the time they are trying to like encourage them to grow or succeed. I think it's really the judges have turned away from any sort of like Simon Cowell moments where there's just a judge on a reality TV show to be the villain, to be the person bashing people. I think they all try to build them up. So I don't know. It made me sad that she went off the way that she did.
She was in her feelings, and I could tell she was in her feelings in that episode's Untucked. Like, she was really processing live and like reacting very emotionally to the downward spiral of realizing that she's going home. And so then to see it like happen like in person at a bar the night of the episode airing, it was kind of like, oh baby, like you are allowed to feel how you feel and say what you want, but like it's also like maybe if you're trying to like do all that on a stage, maybe try to process it first. Not mic'd.
It's been almost a year.
I don't know. That's what I'm saying. I'm saying like there's a lot that clearly they needed to process, I guess. I don't know. And yeah.
You think they'll bring Lucy back to be a villain on a future All-Stars?
Yeah, Lucy will be back on an All-Stars with Lux. What are you talking about?
You think
like Lux is an incredible candidate for reality TV All-Stars because she knows what she's doing. When they did their sit down to tick-tack interview, and she's talking about how she had an outfit for every day of every moment of every look of every like workroom look and blah, 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 blah. Like RuPaul's eyes lit up. You can tell RuPaul like
appreciate
is obsessed.
That.
Yes. Is obsessed with somebody who is coming to do the full experience of what RuPaul is trying to produce. Mm-hmm. And so why wouldn't RuPaul want to like cast somebody who's mindfully playing the part? I think Lux will absolutely be back. If anything, I kind of found like her obsession with Drag Race and her like studying of the Drag Race formula to the point where it was like, oh, I understood this was reality TV and I dressed for it. And like RuPaul seeing all of that, if I were RuPaul, I'd be like, okay, well, why would I crown somebody like that right now when I could get another season of a somebody who's going to show up at that level for reality TV?
Yeah. I don't know. I just think there's a level of some of these as reality TV has like grown and changed. I get a little frustrated sometimes with the people that are like producing while competing.
Oh yeah. 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 And you can always tell. I feel like Lux is one of those people and that's fine.
And it's like, I don't know. I would rather you show up and be yourself and show yourself than try
Anitra to me is the opposite. Anitra is so not there to do the reality TV aspect of it, but there to do like, just to put her like head down and eyes on the prize, trying to just like showcase what she does
and be herself while being there.
Yeah, I think Anitra is also like incredible candidate to win an All-Star season because you go into a regular season and you're expected to have all this budget for all these looks to like compete. A lot of these queens it's their first season, they don't have the budget, but Anitra has the skill level to create any look. And like her penultimate episode finale, like, or like, four, top four runway look, that alien blue
velvet thing.
Yeah, that was incredible. Imagine Anitra a year or two or 3 years from now when she's been touring the world and working the world or whatever the world and doing all the drag cons and she's like able to finally have a All-Stars level budget. Like, baby, that is going to be a winner. That's going to be somebody who's able to like actually make iconic looks, because she makes everything that she's done so far. So yeah, I think she'll be, I think she'll also be All-Stars fodder.
I think it's a talented top four.
Who would you have wanted to see their Blame It on the Edit verse from, if not these top four? Anybody? Irene Dubois?
Yes.
Actually, why not?
I've got the Wikipedia open.
Not the Wikipedia.
And I'm like looking at the names.
I thought, oh my God, did you see that?
The only one I wanted more from this season was Irene.
Did you see somebody said that Lux sounded like James Charles in the verse? Did you hear it?
No, it's a little, I will agree. I can't hear that.
You really can't hear it right now?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, go listen to it. I just put the mic up to
was
it.
That, but, was that somebody Lux said, or was that James Charles?
It's Lux, but with the picture of James Charles, so that you are like imagining that it's his voice, and it's like, you know what?
I think you're underestimating. I think you're like assuming that I know what James Charles' voice sounds like, as if I've
that actually may be true.
Any of their content.
That might be true. Mm-hmm. I thought Sasha's
alien
was,
look, Pamela Anderson look.
She is so far beyond everybody else on the season. No wonder everybody the entire time was competing for, like, oh, I got second. I would have been second. Like, she is, they must all be so aware that it is, like, hers in the bag. Right?
Nitra has the most likes on Instagram, which I was shocked.
Oh, that's interesting.
I was gonna say gagged by. Yeah, I don't know.
I think it's also really incredible.
I really hope it's one of them.
Oh, did you see Trinity tweeting? I'm rooting for Mistress, Anitra, and Sasha. One of those three to win this season. And then the way Lux went off, it was messy, and it was I don't know, it got real ugly real quick, actually. Like, it became like some mean things were being said. I was like,
ooh. Why am I hashtag not surprised?
Yeah, and I'll give you one guess as to who was saying mean things.
I also thought it was funny that in the episode when they were like recapping the season, they were like talking about all the drama all season, and they were like, Metal Gate, Heaven Gate. And then Mistress tried to be like, well, there was one common denominator, as if Lucy, Lux, and Mistress weren't involved in all three of those arguments. As if it wasn't the three of them every time.
Yeah.
Blame it on the edit, baby.
You better. You know what? A Lucy Lazuka Blame It on the Edit
Let Loose verse, remix.
the Let Loosening. Where is our Jan and Lemon Let Loose remix? Because we were promised it and it still hasn't come out yet.
Well, maybe they don't have the rights. I would sue.
Who?
Anyone who covered my hit song.
No, they did it with her.
Oh.
Yeah, it's like in the yes, the cover art looks just like Bang Bang. Into the heart, into the room.
Bang Bang into the womb?
Yes. Yes.
So I noticed you only liked Sasha Colby's Instagram picture. So is that who you want to win?
That is who I want to win. You know what? I was resistant from the start because I was like, I will not be told by past contestants and like everybody about like, oh, Sasha Colby. I will not be told. I will find out for myself. And bitch, I found out for myself. She exceeded every expectation.
Find out.
She and I was really like, okay, well, yeah, everything that we're seeing about her is that like she can lip sync the house down with the boots in the house, but the way she excelled in everything else was kind of like, oh, she really is that well-rounded, like pageant comedy, improv, whatever, everything type of queen. Like she can do it all,
and she did it all.
And it feels like it feels like she is at the moment to receive the crown, whereas the other three queens could be framed to be candidates to come back for an All-Stars. It would feel weird for Sasha to have to come back for an All-Stars to get the crown. Like, it's like, now is her moment, in my head.
This is her now. Well, I mean, I think if they put her in a position to come back in an All-Stars format, I think people would vote her out quickly.
But the only way I would think that it would make sense for her to come back for an All-Stars is another all-winners season, which would be like she would be meeting her matches. Like, it would actually be an interesting thing to witness, like, Sasha versus some of these, like, established icons within the industry, within the, like, drag race industrial complex.
Here for it. Yeah, my kink involves seeing who liked which finalists' photos.
Yeah, I got a DM from Corey being all.
I noticed you forgot to like Anitra's photo.
With a link to Anitra's photo. He goes, oh, be sure to don't forget to like this and share and comment.
I said that.
Can I help you, street team?
My comment about wanting Anitra to win on Anitra's photo has more likes than Lux's photo.
No. No.
No, it doesn't. But it's got a lot of likes.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, did you see the Country Music Awards?
No. What do you got to say about it?
You didn't catch them?
No, I used to. When I lived with Steven, I would watch because he loved, I mean, we both love country music, but he would watch every year. And now that I live alone, I don't have anyone to remind me to set the DVR.
Well, do you know who Kelsea Ballerini is?
Yes, I stan. She had all the drag queens on stage.
Yes.
Oh my God.
She had Manila Luzon, Kennedy Davenport, Olivia Lux, and Jan. And I guess she was singing a song. I don't know what the song was, but people were saying she was making a statement about like gun violence, and she had drag queens on stage performing with her. She really on the world's biggest stage for country music. That is like, I gotta give props where props are due.
I just, yeah, I'm like, well, Steven sent it to me this morning and I liked it, but I didn't really investigate. And yeah, she tweeted, if you go down, I'm going down too. Thank you to these iconic queens, Manila Luzon, Kennedy Davenport, Jan, Olivia Lux.
I mean, at a time where people are really trying to frame drag performers as these like evil groomers that are going to like get their children, that is a big statement.
Yeah.
To a very like very directly to the demographic of people who are more likely to think that way than most other demographics.
If you want to show your support, stream Muscle Memory by Kelsea Ballerini. It's such a good song.
Okay.
I'll send it to you. You're going to love it. You're going to larve it.
I'm going to larve it.
I could see you singing it to Crouton.
I have one last thing about Drag Race stuff. Did you see Sasha Colby Pete on the stage?
I saw that. Something about that.
Well, who hasn't? Shortchange did. I dribbled a little.
I thought you pooped on the carpet like that girl in Flavor of Love.
When she was going up the stairs? She pooped up the stairs. She pooped on the stairs as she was going up the stairs. What's up with that?
That's a good place to poop. Sometimes stairs cast shadows. It might blend in.
Okay, poet laureate.
If you had to shit in your house and you couldn't do the toilet, where would you pick?
Yeah, the stairs, I guess. No, I would do like in... Yeah, no, you know what? Let me think on this. I'll answer you next week.
Okay. I'll hold tight.
Okay. Well, don't hold too tight. Let a little loose.
Let loose. Did you see any of the Gwyneth Paltrow trial?
Gwyneth Paltrow? Oh, yeah. I was thinking Gwen Stefani. I was like, oh, they finally got her? Yeah. But no, we're talking Gwyneth. No, but I did see that she whispered into that old man's ear.
I sent you the video of her whispering.
Yes, I saw it. I saw
she
it.
She whispered, let loose.
I saw the video. Yes. Yes. You're welcome.
I wanted to bring joy to your life last Friday or whatever day that
you did
was.
It. Hey, she got her dollar.
Did you watch any of the trial? It was wild.
No, I didn't. I'm not really like into all of that like judicial stuff.
The only thing that could have made the whole experience better was had Judge Judy heard that case.
Like as like the official judge, or you think like a Judge Judy live stream of her watching the...
Yeah, it's like when they have people watch TV shows and react. No, I wanted her to. I wanted her to be the judge.
So what happened? She killed a man with her skiing.
This man ran into her on the mountain, and then he told
everyone. He ran into her?
And then he told everyone she ran into him and tried to sue her for millions of dollars.
Oh, my God. Okay, well, as somebody who has not consumed anything about it, I was really convinced she hit him.
That's because that's what he was telling everybody.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
She said he hit me. She said I was standing and he came up behind me and crashed into me.
Oh, my God. And was that true? Well, she won.
She won.
And a jury decided that she was telling the truth?
He was,
Your Honor?
Yes. And he was all, oh, I've been in severe pain since. I can't do anything. And then her lawyer was all, is this a picture of you bungee jumping? Is this a picture of you whitewater rafting? All this stuff he had done after, yeah.
Oh, my.
Apparently,
well,
this happened years ago.
And she, so.
She lost half a day of skiing.
Okay, so it's all really making sense now. I'm glad you cleared it up because I was like, she won even though she hit him? I haven't consumed any of it. I've really tried to avoid it.
I didn't get it all. I only saw what was on TikTok. But yeah, I'm pretty sure she said he hit her. Drama. But anyways, you want to go to the slopes and try to run into Gwyneth Paltrow?
No, I don't. No.
You want to boop that goop?
I don't want to boop the goop. Hey, did you see Trump is getting indicted?
Yeah, I saw...
allegedly tomorrow.
And I saw...
Or today when this airs.
And I saw...
What'd you see?
The Onion ran an article saying Trump executed.
And I executed?
The Onion.
Oh, yeah.
And I wanted to retweet it, but I thought I would get kicked off Twitter.
Oh, my God. Have they gotten your verification tick yet?
No. And I wish they would hurry up. Did you see
I kind of wish so, too. So now when you click somebody's verification tick, it doesn't say, oh, this is a legacy verification. Or it doesn't say, like, this is somebody who paid for Twitter blue, it now says this person might have Twitter blue or they might be a legacy verification. So the main appeal is if you get Twitter blue, you have a possibility that somebody might observe your account and think, oh, that person is actually verified legacy. And now he's really owning all the libs because now all the like people that are verified, like legacy verified, are, it seems as if they're the chumps paying Elon Musk $8 a month. So it's like, oh my God, there's no, everything is mess.
Someone I follow on Twitter said they paid for the first month because they wanted to see what it was. And then they canceled it after the $8 and they said they've had the blue check the whole time. They never took it back. After they said they paid for it for 1 month and it's still been there.
Mess. Well, now the For You page on Twitter, you can only be on the For You page, like, you know, the default tab of your homepage For You. It's only going to be Twitter blue subscribers, apparently. Yeah, which, like, that has value, but like what a way to spend $40 billion to ruin the website. Like, girl,
I'm never on the For You page. But I saw they said that like Instagram, Facebook's rolling out a similar pay $15 for a blue check mark.
Well, it's over. It was 10 years ago I got verified. I found the tweet from that I got verified.
Wait. Actually, I don't know if that was an April Fool's joke or not about the Facebook. Now that I'm thinking about when I saw it, maybe it was, maybe it wasn't. Who could ever be sure?
You got got. Well, were they verified, the account that said it?
No, it was an article explaining how it worked.
I was joking. The joke was like, the verification means nothing. Even
I didn't listen when you were talking. I said,
love, that kind of stuff. Love.
Yeah, I wish they would hurry up and take my blue checks.
I've always felt corny these days with the blue check. It feels corny. It feels like...
I told you this.
Cool kids aren't verified anymore. I got to get rid of that shit.
I told you I feel like it makes it hard for me when I'm like trying to date people or like meet people on apps and they ask for my Instagram.
Oh, boo.
And then they're all he, well, no,
billionaire it's their, problems.
It's their projection of being like, oh, he thinks he's somebody. And I'm like,
no, I've just been told I'm somebody.
I'm like, I'm a nobody and I know it.
You're somebody to me, Corey.
Well,
I know I said I was done talking about Drag Race stuff, but I do have something else to discuss. Jinx Monsoon, did you see the announcement this morning?
No.
Will have a major role in Doctor Who. Bitch, that's like the biggest show in the UK of all time, right? It's been going on for 50 seasons or 50 years or I don't know. Maybe I made that up. But like, that is like a cultural phenomenon over there for those like tea and crumpet folk. Us over here, we're kind of like, okay. I think it's a big deal.
Someone says Doctor Who to me, it's in one ear and out the other, baby.
Well, is this one of those examples?
Yeah, Doctor Why, Doctor What, Doctor Ooh. How.
Doctor Whom.
If it ain't Doctor Quinn,
oh,
I don't want to know about it.
Doctor Quinn, yes.
You loved That's all. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
I did.
Weren't you her for Halloween 1 year?
No.
But now you're thinking about it.
No, you silly.
Okay.
No.
Well, anything else you want to discuss?
Yeah, Paddington 3. Paddington tweeted this morning, hashtag Paddington 3. So, like, you do the math.
Damn.
He's coming.
I hope he tweeted it with the soon emoji.
He didn't. He did not.
All right. Hey, where can people find you?
Well, this Friday, I will be live streaming. Well, I'm going to be streaming throughout the week. But this Friday, we are ranking August collabs. We are on part two of a four-part series. I don't think we have gotten to, we're watching them in order. So like we watched the first 15 for part one, and then we're watching the second 15 this Friday, I don't know, April, whatever the hell.
What we did the best friend challenge, was that part of August?
I don't know.
When we did the poopy diaper challenge.
I'll have to see. That was definitely
if
part of
my I guess. Get ranked as a flop, I'm going to be mad.
You'll have to tune in and find out. Well, we watch each one, and then I let the people decide, and then I really lay down the law of what I think. And so far, I decide if something's iconic or not. Most are not.
Hey, so you tweeted something about, it was like a screen grab about people in your chat on Twitch being all, tell us about Escape the Night.
Oh.
And they were all, "Tell, are you still friends with Colleen?"
Yeah, what about it?
Somebody replied and insinuated that people ask if you and I are still friends. And I couldn't tell if that was a real or a joke.
The amount of like comments that I get that are interesting. Like, do you ever talk to Corey anymore?
Or somebody replied and said, yeah, like it was like quotes, and it was like, do you ever talk to Corey anymore? And then underneath it was like, as if y'all don't have a weekly podcast.
Well, I always, anytime somebody asks that question, I reply with, yeah, we're on episode 400 and something of the podcast, whatever episode we're currently on. I don't know.
Yeah, I think this is 405.
This is 405. Oh, we'll take the 405. Oh my God, Corey, look at us taking the 405.
Oh, I love
Corey,
it.
Corey, where can people find you?
You can find me having fun and loving to laugh and laughing it up and having a good time with my girls.
And hanging
out and all doing stuff.
Okie dokie. That's great. Yeah.
Well, okay. You can find me on the slopes looking for Gwyneth Paltrow.
Not you going back and forth, hoping to hit.
Have you ever been skiing before? The whole premise is back and forth.
No, the premise is pizza slice.
Is the premise
après?
I think the premise is down and up and down and up and down and up. And
I think
down.
The premise is two down and one up. Actually,
do you know what I was singing?
Yes, Britney Spears, down and up and down and up and down and up.
Off
and down.
The hit album Glory, or is that on Femme Fatale?
I don't know, but bitch, both are about to be in.
All right, gotta go. Wait, I'm going to send you Muscle Memory by Kelsey Ballerini.
Okay.
You're going to love the way you look.
I'm going to just give it a ha-ha reaction and never click it, but...
Ha-ha is not a ha-ha. It's a wow, good song.
Maybe I'll give it an exclamation mark. That's my really like, okay, thanks.
Okay.
All right,
gotta go.
Okay.
Bye.
Thank you.